You know, ever since you shared that piece you wrote back in 2014, the risk of AI sounding logical, I've been kind of hooked on this one question you posed. It's a big one. So,
Which one was that?
just this little head scratcher.
Okay.
Did time make the man or did man make the time?
Yeah, one of the biggies.
Right.
And today, we're not just digging into your unique take on this,
Right.
but we're also bringing in a special guest commentator,
Okay.
a large language model, or LLM for short. It's like holding up our human thought process to the mirror of AI.
Whoa.
Should be interesting to see what reflections come back, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, your piece from 2014 had this wonderfully playful tone.
Yeah.
I mean, chronophobic, chronotheist. You weren't afraid to dive right into the deep end, were you?
Well, I think at the time I was trying to come up with some
Yeah.
kind of clever names for these concepts.
Right.
There's a real sense, I think, of exploration there,
Yeah.
of refusing to settle for easy answers.
Yeah.
You weren't just accepting the choices presented, you
Correct.
were dissecting them, turning them inside out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And one of the things that struck me was how you highlighted these natural processes that tick along,
Right.
completely oblivious to us humans and our little clocks,
Yeah.
like geese migrating south for the winter.
Right?
They don't need a Google Calendar reminder, do they?
They do not.
No.
That's such a great point. You cleverly use that example to illustrate a bigger idea.
Yeah.
Our measurement of time doesn't dictate its reality. Right. It's like you were drawing a line in the sand between human perception
Yes.
and objective reality.
Totally. And you took it even further with this example of atomic decay.
Right.
It's happening on a time scale
Yes.
that's unfathomably vast
Right.
and complex,
Yeah.
regardless of whether we're there with our stopwatches and lab coats. It makes you question, are we inventing time
Yeah.
or simply catching glimpses of it?
It's a really interesting way to think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this leads us to that really mind-blowing concept you grappled with,
Okay.
perpetuation.
Perpetuation, yes.
You challenge this idea that the universe needs a constant influx of energy to
Right.
keep chugging along.
Yeah, like it needs to be plugged in.
Yeah, is it plugged in?
Yeah.
Or is it like,
Is it like a wind-up toy?
yeah, did the Big Bang wind up the universe like a giant clock,
Right.
setting it in motion with enough momentum to keep ticking for billions of years?
Right.
Or does it need some cosmic battery to keep, well, timing?
It's a question that challenges our fundamental understanding of how the universe operates.
Right.
And to be honest, it's not one that science has a definitive answer to yet.
Which makes your line of questioning all the more intriguing.
Right.
But
Thank you.
let's bring in our AI counterpart here.
Okay.
The LLM took a very different approach to this whole time conundrum.
Indeed, if your approach was like a winding exploratory hike through the wilderness,
Okay.
the LLM's was like a meticulously planned expedition
Okay.
with a clear destination in mind.
Love it.
It laid out its premises like a logical proof, each step leading to its conclusion.
And its conclusion was, don't leave us hanging.
The LLM, in its infinite wisdom,
Right.
concluded that time is not merely a human invention,
Okay.
but a fundamental aspect of the universe
Okay.
woven into its very fabric. It based this conclusion on a whole buffet of scientific concepts: change and motion, cause and effect, the very act of measurement itself.
So it looked at how we actually experience time in the real world.
Exactly. It even brought in Einstein's theory of relativity,
Okay.
which shows how time and space are interwoven
Yeah.
and can be warped by gravity.
Okay, hold on. Things are about to get really trippy here.
Yeah.
So time isn't just this straight line.
Right.
It can bend and curve.
That's what relativity tells us. It's like imagining time as a river.
Okay.
It might seem straight and steady in some places, but it can also rush and swirl around massive objects like stars and black holes.
Wow.
The LLM was basically saying that these scientific observations
Yeah.
all point to time being an integral part of the universe's structure, not just something we dreamed up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've got my free-flowing what-if approach
Right.
and the LLM's super-structured, evidence-based argument.
Yeah.
It's like comparing a jazz riff to a Bach symphony.
I like that analogy. And it highlights something really important.
Okay.
We often think about arguments in terms of right and wrong.
Right.
But here, it's more about the beauty of different perspectives.
Yeah.
You, with your musings about geese and atomic clocks,
Right.
were tapping into that very human need to make sense of the universe through observation and metaphor.
Because let's face it, if I tried to explain relativity using only equations, this whole podcast would turn into a mass exodus.
Exactly. And that's where the human touch is so crucial.
Right.
You brought in humor.
Well, yeah.
Personal reflections, elements that an AI, at least with our current technology,
right,
can't quite replicate.
Although some of those AI-generated jokes are getting pretty close.
They are getting better.
But, okay, so if we step back and look at the bigger picture.
Okay.
What emerges from these two different perspectives? Is there a common thread?
What stands out to me is this tension.
Okay.
Between the objective reality of time, you know, the one that physicists can measure with atomic clocks and equations.
Right.
And the subjective, messy way we experience it as human beings.
It's like, I can tell you that a minute is 60 seconds. But if those 60 seconds are filled with pure joy,
right,
or agonizing pain,
right,
well, they're going to feel very different, aren't they?
Precisely. And that subjective experience of time,
right,
the way it seems to speed up when we're engrossed in something,
yes,
and crawl by when we're bored out of our minds,
right,
that's not something science can fully explain, at least not yet.
It's like that age-old saying, time flies when you're having fun.
Right.
Except sometimes it feels like time is dragging its feet through molasses when you're stuck in traffic.
Right. And it's in that gap between the objective and the subjective where mm-hmm. things get really interesting.
Yeah.
It's where we go from trying to define time to actually feeling its weight and texture in our lives.
Yeah.
And that's something that both your writing and the LLM's response hinted at,
oh,
each in their own way.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is where I think we need to circle back to that question of perpetuation.
Okay.
You were wrestling with this idea of whether the universe needs a constant energy boost to keep going.
Right.
And the LLM, with its focus on scientific observation, didn't quite go there.
Right. And this is where your questioning opened up a whole new dimension to the discussion. Because
yeah.
if the universe doesn't need a constant energy input,
right,
if the Big Bang was enough to set it in motion,
right,
then what does that say about the nature of time itself?
Ooh.
Is it a finite resource slowly winding down like a clock?
Right.
Or is it something more fundamental?
Yeah, okay.
More intertwined with the very fabric of existence?
Okay. Mind officially blown
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
But it makes me think.
Yeah.
What if our perception of time, this subjective experience,
right,
is actually a clue to understanding its deeper nature?
Okay.
What if, and I know this sounds crazy,
yeah,
but what if we're somehow contributing to the perpetuation of time?
Okay.
Through our conscious observation of the universe.
Now, that's a thought-provoking idea.
Right.
And it's one that takes us right to the edge of our current understanding.
Yeah.
Into the realm where physics meets philosophy.
Right.
Where the act of observation might actually influence the observed.
Whoa.
It's enough to make your head spin.
My head is definitely doing a few pirouettes right now. But you know what? That's the beauty of a deep dive like this.
Yeah.
We start with a seemingly simple question.
Right.
Did time make the man, or did man make the time?
Right.
And we end up tumbling down a rabbit hole of cosmic proportions.
And sometimes it's those moments of disorientation.
Yeah.
That lead to the most profound insights.
Right.
Because when we're forced to question our assumptions.
Yeah.
To confront the limits of our knowledge.
Right.
That's when we open ourselves up to the possibility of discovering something truly awe-inspiring.
See, this is what I love about these deep dives.
Yeah.
We start with a simple question.
Right.
And before you know it, we're grappling with the very fabric of reality.
It's like we're peeling back layers of an onion only to find there's no core.
Right.
Just more layers.
And a few cosmic dust bunnies along the way, probably.
Most definitely. But in all seriousness, I think this exploration has highlighted something really crucial.
Hit me with it.
The way we experience time.
Yeah.
That deeply personal, often messy relationship we have with it.
Right.
That's just as valid as any scientific measurement. It's all part of the grand tapestry, you know?
Totally. It's like we can talk about seconds and nanoseconds until the cows come home.
Right.
But those units don't capture the feeling of time slipping through your fingers like sand.
Right.
Or stretching out like a lazy cat on a sunny afternoon.
Exactly. And it's in those moments, those subjective experiences,
yeah,
where we truly connect with the enigma of time.
Yeah.
It stops being an abstract concept and becomes something tangible, something
yeah,
we feel in our very bones.
So are we saying that science has it all wrong? That our feelings about time are somehow more real than what the atomic clocks tell us.
Not quite. It's not about right or wrong. It's
Yeah.
about embracing the inherent duality of time,
Okay.
the objective and the subjective,
Right.
the measurable and the felt. It's in that space between the two where the real magic happens.
Okay, I can get behind that.
Yeah.
But it still leaves us with that big lingering question, doesn't it?
Which is?
The one about perpetuation. Does the universe need a constant energy boost?
Right.
Or is it content to coast along on the fumes of the Big Bang?
And that, my friend, is a question that might not have a single answer.
Right.
It's a question that invites us to consider the possibility
Yeah.
that our understanding of the universe is still in its infancy.
Right.
That there are forces at play that we're only just beginning to glimpse.
It's both exhilarating and terrifying at the same time, isn't it?
It is.
To think that there's so much we don't know.
Yeah.
So much that lies beyond the realm of our current understanding.
Absolutely. But that's also where the beauty lies.
Yeah.
It's the mystery, the unknown that keeps us asking questions, keeps us exploring, keeps us pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible.
And who knows? Maybe someday we'll be able to answer that question about perpetuation.
I hope so.
Or maybe maybe the answer will find us in some unexpected moment of insight when we're least expecting it.
That would be nice.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, on that note.
On that note.
I think it's time for us to wrap up this deep dive.
I think so too.
But before we go.
Yeah.
I'd like to leave our listeners with a final thought.
I like it. Go for it.
So imagine for a moment.
Okay.
That you could travel through time.
Okay.
Where would you go and what would you ask your past self? Knowing what you know now.
Ooh, that's a good one. It's like that saying, youth is wasted on the young. Except in this case, it's wisdom about time that we wish we could share with our younger selves.
Exactly. So to all of our listeners out there.
Yes.
As you navigate the ever-shifting sands of time, remember this.
What's that?
Every moment is a chance for discovery. Every experience, a lesson learned.
Woo, I like that.
Embrace the journey and never stop asking questions.
Well said.
Until next time.